alive, and I'm alive, and don't worry. That's no more future for me at all, and no more big ambition except just locally, you might say, and now I can rest on my laurels, if you can call it that.
Well, that's what counts anyway. I mean, you know, if you can go to all these places, well, that's nice and it's interesting, but, you know, if you can read and all, and if you have friends, and, you know.
When I think of people are younger than I am, or invalids, or bedridden, I consider myself in first class shape.
Mm-hmm.
I can still do something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Lots of people, lots worse off. If you know somebody who's you can't joke with him without him losing his temper and he's always in a bad mood, you'd say he sure is.
Well, I wouldn't know what's to use it. If the word tax return can be used, I just don't know.
Let's see.
But ill disposed. That's a word for that. I know, but I can't think of it right now.
If somebody got shot or stabbed or something in a war, and you'd say you'd have to go to a doctor to have the doctor look at
his wounds.
Okay. And did you ever hear of a kind of wound that doesn't heal clean, but it's got a white granular stuff that forms around the edge, and sometimes you have to burn it out with alum to get it?
I don't know what you would call that right quick.
Sounds terrible.
Are you going to take you over there? Okay.
Are you leaving?
Yes, she goes on Friday. She goes to her son's house.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too. And I'm glad you're getting your voice back.
Yes, I am.
No, I'm not going to go there. I'm going to go over here.
I'm not cool.
Yeah, go ahead.
Bye-bye. We ought to be through in about another hour. About noon or something. They'll know you've been around the Christmas tree and you're covered with stuff. Bye-bye. Let's see. If you get a scratch, to keep the scratch from getting infected, you put medicine on it that's red and it stings.
Metylate.
Okay, or...
Mercurochrome.
Okay. Or before that, they had this stuff that was like that. It had a skull and crossbones on the... I think they still use the stuff.
I can't think of that name.
Okay.
Then they use it. Now I use it. What have I got in my room? Hydrogen peroxide. Put that on there.
That stuff's not too bad, I guess.
Oh, yeah, camphor for Nika, I use a whole lot.
My foot's gone to sleep.
Well, you get up and stomp around a little bit.
Oh, that feels so strange. I wonder why it feels that way.
I wouldn't know what to do, but I can't do it with you.
Well,
get down to a skin rabbit?
Oh, well, just let it get over it. It'll be all right. Just try to pretend it's not there.
I call it Charlie Hall. I get in bed sometimes. I'm at a huge old age. I got this move around. I'm going to put it on it.
Oh, yeah. They say you're supposed to stand on it, too. That's supposed to be good.
Get the blood back to circulate. Your blood is not circulating. It falls asleep.
Feels funny.
The only thing to do is get down to skin. I'm going to put a rubbing. Well, I can't do it with you.
What do you call a white bitter powder that people used to take as a tonic for malaria? Sometimes these things.
I'm trying to think of the name now. Quinine.
Okay. Did you ever take any of that stuff?
I don't remember. It must have been like 60 years ago, maybe. I had malaria. And, I had an attack of malaria.
Oh, you did?
Oh, in other words, you sweat for a while, and then you freeze, then you sweat, then you freeze. I have two attacks like that, and they say the third attack will kill you. But I haven't had a third attack yet.
Oh, well, good.
That's a long time ago.
Let's see. The place where, after somebody dies, the place where they bury them is called the...
grave.
Okay, or the whole area there.
Cemetery.
Okay.